Good morning, Jason.
Hello.
So, no Mo May. Tell me about that while you're participating, because you're going to have some really long grass come June 1st.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, no Mo May. I think there was a story about it on WEAU. People are practicing this kind of help with pollinators who are, you know, just kind of still waking up, coming out of the grass, that sort of thing. And so they're encouraging people to not mow their lawns until the end of May. And I have been one of the apparently very few participants in my neighborhood who have decided to do that. And my lawn is getting really, really long. So I think I'm going to have somebody come by and chop it and bale it at some point, maybe early June. But yeah, that's why I'm doing it.
That's hard to do. I know for me, it's like seeing your kids when they go, you need a haircut. Now, here's the thing. When they turn 20, I mean, really, even after 18, they decide on their own. And if their sister said, no, you'd look good with long hair, and all of a sudden it's just going way longer than you ever intended. But anyhow, like last weekend, my grass needed a cutting, so we did it. So is that hard for you to pull back? I know you love your bumblebees, so.
It is. Yeah, I do love my bumblebees. I love walking around in the grass, seeing the clover. I have a lot of clover in my lawn intentionally. I put it in there. And it's fun to watch all of that kind of pop up and so forth. But the desire is definitely there to get my lawnmower out and chop some of what's there down. So I've got, 2 weeks left. That'll be hard to make it that long.
Yeah, wow. And there's going to be some rain, and boy, it's going to be really long. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably ruin my lawnmower while I'm doing it. But
you're going to have to definitely set those adjustments higher. Right. Also, I wanted to, I think you've posted some different things, be it flowers or flower pots on Facebook. And you've talked about Down to Earth Garden Center. They're one of our great advertisers. So give them a plug. Yeah. You've certainly patronized them.
Yeah, you know, they're one of my favorite places in town to go. I usually buy or I spend probably more money there than I can afford to spend, but love to do so. Bought another magnolia tree this year. I have a small one in the front yard and put a second larger one in the backyard this year. And just beautiful flowers. They've got several greenhouses at this point. You know, if even just to go and walk around, it's a great, great place to go visit, great place to patronize.
Yeah.
I love being there.
So. Yeah, it's such a great mixture, right? I mean, they've got so the Mustard Seed Boutique and the cafe and everything. So lastly, we're trying to turn this into Wholeness Wednesdays. Chuck DeGroat's book, Wholeheartedness, was a real, life changer for you and your Christian life.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a good question. I've got another follow-up on it, but tell me why that was such a significant book for you.
Yeah, you know, I think for me it was the right book at the right time. You know, it talks a lot about busyness and exhaustion, and I think when I first read it, it was really a coming out of a season of a lot of busyness, a lot of exhaustion, and feeling very fragmented. And for me, that kind of stepping back, taking a look at kind of the internal dialogue that I've had around who I am. You know, he talks a lot about these different parts of ourselves and kind of this self-messaging that we have. And so I found that, it was just the right book, this kind of call to wholeness, this call to really being who I am.
And so I don't know whether you can answer this now or we'll push it off till next Wednesday, but like, is wholeness something you pursue? Because we're supposed to seek God, right? And so is wholeness just something you kind of mentally avail yourself to, and you kind of, it's a collaboration with the Spirit in terms of how does one seek it?
Yeah, I think that's a really good and important question. And we probably want to revisit that at some point.
Let's do it next Wednesday.
You know,
All right.
Yeah, seeking. I think we're created for it, and we can talk about it then.
Very good. All right, tomorrow back to 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. Go get a copy of his newest book, Letters to the Beloved. It's the size of a, remember the old phone book, but it's actually the New Testament, a devotional commentary, so you're going to want a copy. But Jen in Chippewa Falls, Jen Reese, and she says, will you please play Happy Dance for Mercy Me in honor of John and my 26th anniversary? Absolutely. Happy anniversary to the happy couple.
Hey!
Thank you, Jen, and happy anniversary to you and John, 26 years of wedded bliss and raising two fantastic sons. So way to go. Happy anniversary. Thanks for that request of that wonderful song. Well, a birthday wake-up call. Now, I mention these from time to time. I guess I don't mention every day, but we're certainly open for wake-up call business on people's birthdays. And we've got a longtime WIB listener with a milestone birthday today on the line. Happy birthday to Betty Sittler. Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What birthday are we celebrating today?
Well, let's try for the big 8-0. How does that sound for a start?
That sounds great. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
Hey, fantastic. You know, God's been so good to me. It's just each day, each year is just a blessing.
Now, you're a longtime teacher, right?
Like 56 years and
wow.
Still substituting.
Uh-huh. Still substituting?
I have to do kindergarten next Friday. Mark, that's what keeps me young.
Yeah.
It's the babysitting my grandchildren. It's teaching, working with kids, being around people. Of course, a positive attitude doesn't hurt anything either.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you've been a long-time WWIB listener. It's really made a difference in the life of you and your family.
Oh, my goodness. When we first started coming up here from Illinois back in the mid-70s, I think Warren and Mabel Louise, I think it just started the station around that time. And once we get into range, that was always our station to listen to. And our dealings with them and with you over the last, 25 years or so before you and Peg were even married.
Uh-huh.
And the different people that have been there, Pete Dake and Harlan and some of the other people that we have known and done Relays for Life with your team different times. Yes, I don't think there's any other radio station that I turn on other than SiriusXM for the message when I get out of your range. But no, it's been our go-to station and just a part of the family.
I know that you lost your husband a while back.
10 years ago.
Is it that long now?
Wow. 2012.
Okay.
It was.
And so life continues on, right? I mean, in terms of,
And you think of the changes that have happened since then, you know, with selling the home, moving into town, retiring by force. COVID, they made me retire. But I went back at it since everything was over. No, I've just been totally blessed and to be able to come and go and be able to do the things that many people haven't had the opportunity to do by the time they reach this wonderful milestone.
Well, I know your special blessings, your kids and your grandkids, give a shout out to them.
I definitely will. And you give a hello to your wife and the kids I don't think I've met other than Evelyn.
But what I mean by that is give a shout out, like again, remind us about your kids and your grandkids, their names.
My four Z's. Well, we have the two daughters, Candy, who's in Texas, and Tamara, who lives here near us. And my life has been wrapped up, of course, the only babysitter for our four Z's, Zara, Xander, Zion, and Zeta. And the youngest is now 11, and they've been a highlight in my life, and my life has been wrapped around them very much.
Oh. Well, we love you, Betty, and thanks so much for talking with us on the air as part of your 80th birthday. Have a wonderful celebration all day long, okay?
Oh, thank you. It's been a wonderful thing to speak with you this morning, and God's blessing to you, Mark and Caleb and the rest of you there, and may you have a blessed day also.
Fantastic.
Thank you again.
All right.
This is a great way to start.
Absolutely. All right. Betty, celebrating a milestone birthday today.